Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture. With your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. Formed a couple of years ago, the Sheer Poet's goal was to breathe new life into the ancient Psalms. Two CDs and 20 Psalms later, the group comprising veteran musicians Brian Dirksen, Callum Reese, Brian Teeson, and Teresa Trask have gone a completely different direction with their newest EP, Recover. The six cover songs from George Harrison's Here Comes the Sun to Kansas Dust in the Wind and Bob Dylan's To Make You Feel My Love became a project of gratitude to songwriters, singers, and, quote, remembering why we loved a song in the first place, end quote. Brian is on the phone with us from his home in Abbotsford, B.C. area, and will talk to us about his music and the Sheer Poets in a few moments. But first, let's listen to Wondering Where the Lions Are from the Sheer Poets Recovery, an EP, Recover.
Sun's up, looks okay, the world survives into another day. I'm thinking about eternity, some kind of ecstasy, got a hold on me. Had another dream about lions at the door, they weren't half as frightening as they were before. But I'm thinking about eternity, some kind of ecstasy, got a hold on me. Walls, windows, trees, waves come through. You being me and I'll be you together in eternity. Some kind of ecstasy got a hold on me. Up among the firs where it smells so sweet, or down in the valley where the river used to be, got my mind on eternity. Some kind of ecstasy got a hold on me. And I'm wondering where the lions are.
Wondering
where the lions
are.
Wondering where the lions
are.
Wondering where the lions are.
Wondering where the lions are.
I'm wondering where the lions are.
Wondering where the lions are.
Wondering where the lions are.
Yeah.
Huge orange flying boat rises off the lake. Thousand-year-old petroglyph still double take. Pointing a finger at eternity. I'm sitting in the middle of this ecstasy. Young men marching out, my shining in the sun. Polished, emphasized like the brains behind the gun should be. Got me thinking about eternity. Some kind of ecstasy that hold on.
Now to our interview with Brian Dirksen. Good evening, Brian.
Good evening to you.
How are you? We've just played Bruce Coburn's Wondering Where the Lions Are from Recover. And I've talked to a lot of songwriters over the years, both Christians and non-Christians and that, who seem to have been influenced by Coburn. Has he been one of your influences as well?
Probably. I mean, you know, influence is tricky in some ways. We'll put it this way. I suppose so because, you know, we are all influenced by the things we love. So, you know, some of Coburn's songs I've loved. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the mix for sure.
Right. Well, talking about that, have there been other songwriters that you've... over the years you've listened to and you've either loved their songs or you've looked at it and going, that's an interesting way of either writing that lyric or writing that line, you know, what can I do to sort of incorporate that type of thing? Have there been other people that's happened with over the years?
You know, I'd probably have to put James Taylor near the top of the list after such a long career of, you know, wordsmithing and melodies, and I'm kind of stunned by his new album, Before This World, some of the depth of the songwriting and topics relationship, spirituality, rebirth. So he would be one, and then some, you know, definitely some from the more quote unquote overt faith community, Phil Kagi, back in the day, a band called Second Chapter of Acts,
mm-hmm.
Which probably kind of helped me with some of the more, little touch more theatrical, not so predictable moments and songs. So yeah, there's definitely a list of people. But I'm constantly picking up, looking for new artists and enjoying. I have my one of my 20-year-old twin daughters, Joy. She's a music lover, and she's got her ear to the ground in good ways. And so she'll be, "Hey, Dad, have you heard so and so?" You know.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, the journey continues.
Well, some of the ones you've cited, like James Taylor, Bruce Coburn, and even Second at Chapter of Acts, some of the writers I had with them, Buck Herring, and that were more storytellers in their lyrical style. Is that something that you've been drawn to? Is that element of storytelling within a song?
You know, it's kind of interesting. Is that I'm probably most known for. You know, songs in the modern worship genre, you know, songs that express a particular moment of surrender to God, or, you know, like Come Now's Time to Worship, which is a call to worship that comes out of a moment of great, brokenness and difficulty. So it's interesting. Like, I'm so moved by these story songs. And, you know, I've got bits of that in my songs, but it's interesting how you can be moved by something and influenced by something, but when then you go to create something, something different comes out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And part of it probably for me was when I started in the late 80s, there was a gap. There was a gap of a lack of songs that expressed simple, loving surrender to the Creator. So songs like, you know, Creation Calls came out, and others for me, but they weren't exactly like this music that I was listening to and influence. You know what I mean? So it's like, mm-hmm. you know, influence comes in, and then something else comes out.
Right.
And how to describe that? I mean, I think that's true of every artist. Like, you know, I was hearing James Taylor talk about his musical influences, and he describes them, and I go, "Your music doesn't sound anything like that." You know, he talks about different things from the hymns that he, you know, that he grew up in his private school, to this, you know, jazz, to Brazilian, to all of this. And yet the funny thing was, he's got this new song on his album Before This World called Snowtime, about, you know, people from the Caribbean who find themselves living in Toronto in the middle of winter and are trying to cope, and then they start singing their mother tongue, their rhythms and their music, and it helps keep them alive in the middle of the snow and cold of Canada. And I can hear bits of the intro is kind of a little bit like a hymn moment, and then you hear these kind of like almost like Latino kind of, I don't know, it's just interesting how mm-hmm. that all works.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things we've been working on lately too has been the Sheer Poets, and working with them, and they've been around for a couple of years now. What's been the reaction to what you've been doing in terms of taking the Psalms and incorporating contemporary melodies with that?
Well, I think initially for some it's puzzlement, because A, they know me a certain way, right? And they know the kind of music I do a certain way. Though I've included bits of Psalms, like "I Lift My Eyes Up" is fairly well known. So at first they're like, "Hey, Dirksen, what are you doing now? Like, is this, you know?" And until they actually come and experience it live, or actually sit down and listen to a whole project through and get into the journey of it. You know, we call them Songs for the Journey, mm-hmm. Volume 1, Volume 2. And it really is about the human journey and about spirituality in the midst of the human journey, and how we take our, you know, our diverse emotions, from our sadness and our joy and our even our anger, and we bring them to God, just like people have for thousands of years. So, obviously people have sung and prayed and chanted the Psalms for 3,000 years, but for us to do them, we needed to make them musically our mother tongue, mm-hmm. and so that's what we're doing, and we're having. I say we never had so much fun singing such sad songs, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, because some of the Psalms are deeply sad. They're deeply anchored in a type of disorientation and how long, O Lord, will you forget me? And yet they're, of course, always tinged with a sense of, but ultimately, God is going to come through, because ultimately God is good, and he's the ground of being, and he is the one who holds the universe together. So it's been a mixture of responses, until people, especially when people experience us, me and the poets, singing them live. There's something, of course, about live music too, isn't there? That you put yourself in the same physical environment as some singers and musicians, and you become immersed in it, and you get it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to talk a little bit more about one of the Sheer Poets' latest projects, which is the EP Recover. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll continue our conversation with singer-songwriter Brian Dirksen. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
When the rain is blowing in your face, and the whole world is on your case, I could offer you a warm embrace to make you feel my love. When the evening shadows and the stars appear, and there is no one there to dry your tears, I could hold you for a million years to make you feel my love. I know you haven't made your mind up yet, but I could never do you wrong. Crawling down the avenue, no, there's nothing that I wouldn't do to make you feel my love.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Make You Feel My Love from the Sheer Poets Recover EP. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Brian Dirksen. That whole song, Make You Feel My Love, is you mentioned in some of the background material that it was listening to Adele's cover of this Bob Dylan song that kind of sowed the seeds to the whole Recover EP. Like, how did that all come about?
Well, I was in a season of losing my words, and I had stopped writing songs and gone through several painful things that I just couldn't. I just couldn't gather up my words and my creative thoughts into a song. I just couldn't do it, and you know, started singing the Psalms, the ancient songs. But also in that period, I found myself becoming very grateful for some of the songwriters in culture at large who have this gift of putting into words something that we can identify with but weren't able to put into words. And of course then the key is that grouping of words is matched with a particular melody that is like wings. It just lifts those words, and it lifts them above the fray of confusion and pain, and gives you a glimmer of hope. And so we decided, you know, as the poets, here's a bunch of songs that we not only love, but they have helped us. These songs have served us in times of difficulty. Dylan's Make You Feel My Love is like the very voice of God singing over a broken world. And of course, when Adele, you know, added her incredible voice to those words, it just bypassed my defenses. Mm-hmm. And I wept as I was trying to drive the car listening to the song the first time. I just couldn't believe how piercing those words were into my pain. And So what we started to do is we started to, you know, in the midst of our concerts, we started to just, you know, insert and gently slip in some of these songs. And then, you know, people were moved by it and said, hey, are you going to record that? And go, oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm looking at some of the list of some of the songs that are Dust in the Wind. I mean, I use that as part of the intro I wrote on a book on Ecclesiastes, because it speaks entirely to that whole aspect of meaningless. And then, you know, the classic Bruce Coburn, Wondering Where the Lions Are. You know, when you were looking at that, and I mean, there's probably any number of songs out there that you could have chosen. What led you to the half dozen that you put on the EP?
They were, yeah, songs A, we loved. They were B, songs that we felt like had some kind of spiritual thread to them, that there was something in the lyric that was a little bit of a lamp on our path, so to speak. And illumination and light comes from all places, and some might say it's impossible for that to come from, you know, mainstream music and the radio, and yet these songs have all been that for us, and I believe for millions of other people. I mean, yeah, like sad songs say so much.
Mm-hmm.
John and Bernie Taupin. I mean, remember the first time I heard that, and you've got this profound truth of this song wrapped in this, about sad songs wrapped in this kind of cheerful, peppy pop song. And so at first you don't even catch it. You don't even like notice what the heck the song is saying. You're just tapping your feet and singing along. Sad songs say so much. Until all of a sudden you stop, and that was, for me, it was like, well, this is what we're doing with the Psalms, right? We're singing, How Long, O Lord, Will You Forget Me? This is doing the same thing from another angle.
Mm-hmm.
We've already got our first, you know, we've already started to collect another volume of covers that at some point we would like to do. So, yeah, it's, but there are songs we love, and they're songs from our journey.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Callum, our drummer, you know, when we were, you know, doing that, he was the one, he just said, you know, how do, you know, as I was saying, like, how do we explain this to people? And he was like, he says, no, this is very simple. He says, these are songs we love, and these are songs from our journey that have helped us and served us along the way.
Well, what's been
and that's why we did it.
Well, what's been the reaction from the people that have heard these in the concerts and that? Because, I mean, you often do get that dichotomy of people who say, well, you already alluded to it, you can't find, you know, God's truth in secular music. But, you know, and it, like, how can you be doing the Psalms on one for one in one section, and then now you're singing Bob Dylan? How do you react? Have you had that reaction, and how have you worked through that with the listeners?
Well, I mean, I think first of all, I would agree with you that the potential for that reaction is out there. But all I can tell you is when people actually hear them and experience it, they have the exact opposite reaction. Ah, yes, I can see how these fit together. And for me, it's like a confirmation of something that a truth that I, you know, I'm a professor. I teach young people about songwriting and worship arts and music at a Prairie College in Alberta. And one of the key things I teach them is that there's no such thing as sacred and secular in music. There's only sacred and desecrated. In other words, desecrated is when something, you deliberately take the sacred out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Violence, lust. But sacred is a much bigger category than maybe we've been willing to look at. You know, sacred is Bob Dylan singing Make You Feel My Love. Sacred is Sad Songs Say So Much. It is Here Comes Song, because sacred is all of human expression, and it doesn't even have to be overtly spiritual, because just by being human, by being image of God bearers in our humanity, in our relationships, loving relationships, processing life, that is sacred. That's my worldview. That's how I experience the world. And so then it's natural for me to do this, and I don't see it as almost as a tension.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe, I don't know if people have used those words before, but when they experience it, they do that. They go, oh yeah, this fits together, because this is how life works.
Well, we're going to take one final break, and then we're going to come back and finish our conversation with Brian Dirksen. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM. Listening to Safe, Psalm 20 from the Sheer Poets CD, Songs for the Journey, Volume 2. I'm your host, Robert White, going to wrap up our conversation with Brian Dirksen. So, Brian, when is the Recover EP actually being released?
Well, we've kind of chosen our release date as July 8th, because we're doing a local concert here and kind of celebrating that it's out. But, you know, it's already available. We just came back from Europe where we did a tour, and we brought some copies with us, and because we were always doing these songs live anyway, so we had them recorded. So yeah, so it's basically out,
right,
with the soft launch. Yeah.
Now, are there any thoughts of Songs for the Journey Volume 3, or how is that project itself working out?
Yep, we are already in the planning stage for Volume 3 of the Psalms. We've booked in our writing dates for the fall. We all have full-time other jobs, so we have to get very strategic with our plans. So we've already booked all of our writing dates to the end of this calendar year. And we just gather together as the poets, and we tell the next batch of Psalms. And we trust that as we work our way in sequence through the Psalms, that we'll go through the territory that we probably naturally would choose and love, and we also go through territory that is more difficult, the lament terrain.
Mm-hmm.
So that the planning is there. Hopefully next year at some point, people will be hearing Volume 3.
Now, is there a reasonable expectation that you'll get through all 150 at some point in time, or is it just you're going to get to where you can?
Well, I would say a bit of both. I mean, I think the hope is we started this journey going. This is a long journey, but we hope to complete it. But we actually know that we're human beings with limits, and we all have lives and jobs and families, and you know, we're not getting any younger. So, yeah, we just said we're just going to commit to keep on going, and we'll see how far we get. We hope we get quite a ways into it.
Right. And where can people find out more information about the Sheer Poets?
We're the only band with that name in the world, so it's pretty easy on Google. Of course, the thing is, Sheer is spelled S-H-I-Y-R. It's based on a Hebrew word, which means musical or singing. So we're singing the ancient Hebrew poetry in English. And, so it's thesheerpoets.com.
Great. Brian, thank you very much for your time.
You're very welcome. Glad to chat.
Thank you for listening to Arts Connection today, and thank you to my guest, Brian Dirksen. If you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at artsconnection.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for another look at where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email Robert at artsconnection.ca. Follow us on Twitter at Slayla13. Look for the Arts Connection page on Facebook, or check out the Arts Connection blog at blog.artsconnection.ca. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.